that you're not going to get until later on in the message. So Bernie Sanders voters, I told you it was going to be a strange place to start a message on right and good. Bernie Sanders voters, supporters, have vowed to never vote for Hillary, with the release of emails showing that the fix was in. They believe their candidate was robbed of the nomination. Certainly a decent case to be made for that. On the Republican side, Trump won the nomination in a landslide, despite the establishment elites fighting against him at every turn. And they don't like him. Cruz supporters have started a Never Trump campaign after the senator refused to endorse the nominee. These people are standing on their principles, uncompromising, because they believe they will not vote for Hillary or Trump because that's their principles and they're standing on them. You hear it all the time. We're tired of voting for the lesser of two evils. You hear it all the time. Believers are decrying the fact that neither of the major candidates are, quote, righteous. And I certainly agree with that. I've listened to him speak, and righteousness has fled from them as money from a fool. I've had more than one person ask me, and they were sincere, what is the biblical standard for elections? How can we infuse a biblical standard into elections? They despise my answer. You can't. There is no biblical standard for elections. There are no elections in the Bible. God decides on a person. His prophets tell the people of this one vote election. And you either follow what God says or you don't. There is no process of election in Scripture. God's not real interested in having the sheep vote for who's going to be their shepherd. There was one man who decided to institute elections. His name was Korach, and he lost in a landslide. That was clever. And if you don't think that's funny, you get out of here. Because I don't want anybody without a sense of humor in this place. God chose me as a pastor. If you don't think that's hysterical, you don't know me, do you? The closest thing that comes to an election sanctioned by Scripture is the casting of lots, coin toss. Okay? And the faith was that God will intervene and cause that coin to come down on the side that he wants, you know, that represents the person he wants. The biblical, there was 24 courses of priests. You know how it was decided which ones would do which in the temple? Coin flip. How is the 12th apostle who was chosen to replace Yehuda Judas Iscariot, coin flip. They cast lots, threw the dice, played a hand of poker, whatever you want to call it. It was utter chance, serendipity, as the world would look at it, but in the faith of the Jewish people, God would intervene and cause that coin to land on the side that represented his choice. That way, it wasn't a product of our reasoning. We had faith to let God decide. In such an election, you know what? Not a bad way, really. There's no way to reason this stuff out half the time. You listen to these folks. Politicians, how do you know when they're lying? The lips are moving. If there's words coming out of their mouths, they're lying. And even the ones who are telling you the truth, they're still up and against a stone wall of establishment. They might not be able to get done what they really want to get done. And if they get too radical, there's a bullet in their future. Am I cynical? Yes, I am. I didn't start out this way. These boys and girls put me on a bus and drove me here. This is not a feigned cynicism, nor do I believe it to be inaccurate. We have fallen a far piece from the place of Jefferson, Madison, Henry. We have fallen a far, far piece. I do like elections, however, because outside of Israel, all so-called theocracies, all so-called prophets of God, history has shown to have listened to lesser gods. All right? And those theocracies have not been theocracies, they have been manocracies. And vicious and ruthless men have ruled with an iron fist, and the result has been not life, not a furtherance and a depth of understanding of God's word, but a lessening thereof. And millions have died. So I'm okay with elections. This particular one, I'm okay with a coin toss too. I'm just fine with all of it. I don't really care anymore. Lord's coming back at 3. I'm done. We have all these people standing on their principles. I am not going to vote for Trump because I don't like the way he talks. No, I'm not going to vote for Hillary because she robbed the election from Bernie. No compromise whatsoever. You know, politics is a nasty game. There's only one perfect candidate. His name is Yeshua, and he ain't on the ticket. He's not going to leave his job as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to run for president of the United States. And therefore, every single election that this country has had from Washington to the present has been a choosing of the lesser of two evils, because all men are evil. And so you choose, and we have to get off of this foolishness, because that's all that it is. We're trying to impose a perfect standard on something that is imperfect, and so we're doomed to fail. Since all men are evil to some degree or another, we are trying to pick the lesser of two evils. It sounds real spiritual. Oh, I'm not voting for the lesser of two evils anymore. Well, then you're not voting. Because no matter who you vote for, that's what you're doing. So wrap your mind around it and be okay with it. Because that's the nature of politics. It's a game most foul. It's a game of compromise. It always has been, and it always shall be. It's absolutely necessary. Compromise is a word that is typically pronounced as a denigration. A man who compromises is a man who has abandoned his principles. Well, that's certainly true in some aspects. it is not true in every aspect. There are core beliefs that one cannot compromise without utterly destroying himself. Definitely. I have core beliefs about God that if I compromised would absolutely desolate my faith in God, the divinity of Yeshua. It's a core belief. It's actually number one on the list. I believe Yeshua to be divine. All right? And I don't believe that in spite of being a Jew. I believe that precisely because I am a Jew. As a Jew, I cannot worship a man. So if he's just a man, I got to get me a new God. And I see that just like I see dating. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm old, and I don't want to. The God I have has been good to me. And I don't see any reason to abandon him. And the scriptures are replete with evidence to me of his divinity as a Jew. However, there are other teachings that I hold less sacred. These are non-essential, and they can tolerate a difference of opinion. For instance, I will not break fellowship with someone based on their understanding of the timing of the rapture, pre, mid, or post. I won't even argue about it, because when we're all done arguing and we have decided when Yeshua is getting back, you know what? Every day, I figure he's coming at 3. Every single day. And I figure I got 2 shots at it every 24 hours if you don't go on military time. Last week, I decided he needs to get back because I told him what was going on down here. We're still here. It's foolishness. I would never argue about it, and I certainly would never break fellowship with someone who believed in a pre-tribulation rapture or a mid-tribulation. I'm with my old pastor, pan-tribulation. It'll all pan out.